Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. I'm CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist for more than 18 years and a past mental health specialist, which I resigned from the state of Illinois at the Department of Mental Health in 1993 to open my own offices and work full-time in hypnotherapy, which I now travel anywhere in the U.S., working with small to large groups, just about anywhere. Okay. I will say that one thing, too, I've had a couple of emails stating that there's a problem with my website. For some reason, there's a glitch in the system there. I don't know. They're supposed to fix it. There was a couple of glitches. They got one fixed. If you go to my website, www.thehypnosisqueen.com, put in a /main, M-A-I-N, dot P-H-P, as in Paul, Harry, Paul. Because the opt-in page where you put in your name and your email address is going to an advertisement with that one shopping cart. It should not do that. I don't know why it's doing that. So anyway, if you want to go into the website and go through my website for FAQs, information, testimonials, whatever, the blog, then just go to thehypnosisqueen.com/main, M-A-I-N, dot P-H-P. That is like Paul, Harry, Paul, M-A-I-N dot P-H-P. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about being positive. Why do you want to be positive? Why is it important? It's very important. Because if you really want to reach your goals and achieve the things that you want to achieve or have the things that you want to have or do the things that you want to do, you will get there so much easier, so much faster if you can have a positive attitude. Now, being positive for, you know, a few minutes is one thing, but can you carry it on when the world's coming down on your shoulders or when your bottom line on your bank statement is really much less than desired, or you've got bad news on your health, or you have major health issues, relationship problems, the list goes on and on. So when you can be positive through all that, through all the worldly problems, whatever it is, then you have become bigger than your problem. That means you don't let problems get to you. So being positive is extremely important because when you have a positive attitude, scientifically, I'm going to explain scientifically what actually happens. We are all energy, and we all function as energy. We are a spirit living in this human body that we have, and I say, you know, we came into this world, parked into this garage, and this is where we are. So if you really want to live a more spiritual life and be able to achieve the things much easier, then you have to learn to live more spiritually, understanding that we are all, our spirit is pure energy. We are all energy. Everything in the world is energy. And we are like one big human magnet. So do you want to be a crap magnet? Or do you want to be a magnet that attracts good, positive things? So let me tell you, here is it's a short little article. It was written by Eva Gregory. It's called The Science of Positive Attitude, and I thought it was really very good, short, and really to the point. She starts out telling a story, and I've heard the story different ways, but it says, a Native American elder once described his own inner struggles in this manner. Inside of me, there are two dogs. One of the dogs is mean and evil. The other dog is good. The mean dog fights all the time. When asked which dog wins, he reflected for a moment and replied, the one I feed the most. That was a statement, a story by George Bernard Shaw. So we all have two dogs in us. We have one that's mean and evil, and we have one that is good. When you stop feeding the mean and evil one, he finally will starve out and go away. So which one do you want to feed, because that's the one that's going to thrive within you? Okay, she says, quantum physicists have been playing with the notion that our thoughts and feelings have a direct influence on the physical world. Everything, and I mean everything, they say, is connected through energy. You know already about the three laws of attraction and how much your thoughts and feelings have to do with what you create in your life. Did you know that scientists are now agreeing with what we call the laws of attraction? Well, they are. Here's a very simplified explanation of the scientific phenomena we call the law of attraction. At the subatomic level, everything is always in motion. Time and space don't exist as we know them. A butterfly merely flapping its wings in Japan can affect the weather in New York. It's all energy that interacts simultaneously. Thoughts and feelings are also energy. They have been measured as such. Because thoughts and feelings are energy, they vibrate. When we say they vibrate, we're talking about they move. Thoughts and feelings are energy. They vibrate. Each thought and feeling vibrates at a specific frequency. Frequency is how fast it vibrates. Negative feelings vibrate at a slower frequency than positive feelings. The power, that's the amplitude, of the thought or feeling is affected by the strength of the thought or feeling, which in turn is impacted by the number of times that thought and feeling is focused on. That is, if you keep repeating something like, money corrupts, money corrupts, money corrupts, it amplifies the vibration of that thought. Remember, everything is energy, and all energy vibrates at a specific characteristic frequency. Okay. Now we get into the scientific law of attraction. The scientific law of attraction states that an object, physical object, or a thought or a feeling, will naturally attract that which is it is in vibrational harmony. If you strike a tuning fork, you've all been through science class, and if you've ever seen a tuning fork strike, you can have another tuning fork sitting nearby, somewhere nearby, and that other tuning fork will start vibrating at the very same frequency. So striking a tuning fork and the strings that are in tune with that vibrating object will also begin to vibrate. Thoughts, ideas, and emotions must follow this law of attraction because they, too, are objects with an energetic vibration. Okay, did you listen? I'm going to repeat that. Thoughts, ideas, and emotions must follow this law of attraction because they, too, are objects with an energetic vibration. Now we get into the fun part. I suspect by now that you really understand the law of attraction, like attracts like. Like thoughts or feelings attract thoughts and feelings that are vibrating at the same or similar frequencies. Likewise, these thoughts and feelings attract physical objects, people, events. They do, and they're vibrating at a similar frequency. Have you ever heard the saying, birds of a feather flock together? Well, that's because they're vibrating at the same frequency. Your brain is assaulted by thousands of messages every single second. Everything that you see, hear, smell, feel, touch is a message that's entering into your brain. Part of your brain filters through these messages and decides which ones will move into your conscious awareness. That would be your physical consciousness. Have you ever, like, purchased a new car and then only to see thousands of the same car in color on the road for the very next week? And how about when two people go to a movie and have entirely different experiences? If you've ever experienced that, then you know what I mean by the brain's filtering mechanism. And that brings up another point, which is, I have told you the same thing in as many different possible ways as I can find, because eventually that's going to enter the brain. And when some of you hear it, you'll hear it and get it the very first time. Some of you might hear it 10 different ways and never get it, and then all of a sudden it's like the bells go off and it's like, oh, now I get it. Okay, because new information does not always absorb into the brain. When it's new information, the brain may not be ready to actually accept it. So when you focus your attention on something that you don't want, for example, if you focus and you say, I don't want to lose any more money, I don't want to lose any more money, you're telling your brain to flag anything related to losing money that as important. You see more evidence to support exactly what it is that you do not want to see. It flags it as important because it's what you're focused on. Remember I told you that what you focus on expands? Whatever you focus on expands. And be careful what you say. Try not to say or speak or feel negative feelings. Why? Well, because if you do, you're going to become a big crap magnet. Who wants to be a crap magnet? Remember, whatever you, your emotions are the what really vibrates the strongest. So when you have negative feelings, hate, anger, jealousy, those kind of feelings, then you are attracting, you're actually creating negative energy with those kind of emotions. And when you do that, you're putting that negative energy out into the universe, permeating, penetrating all of space, and you're going to actually attract more of that same vibrational energy. Do you understand that? So you're attracting more negative energy. And if you do that enough, long enough, you'll just become a big crap magnet, and you'd be one of these people that just says, oh my gosh, I've just had one thing go wrong after another. My car broke down, and my friend got hit, and their dogs got run over, and oh, I got some unexpected bills, and now I'm being sued, and you know, it just goes on and on and on. It snowballs. So when do you put a stop to it? Well, you can put a stop to the negative thoughts and negative feelings by simply focusing on positive thoughts, positive words, no matter what. Remember, you are still you. No one can take you away from you. So become bigger than your problems. Whatever you focus on expands. So if you dwell and focus on something bad, it's really best just to speak very little of it. We talked about that too. Tell the story the way you want it to be heard, the way you want it to play out. Scientists say that the brain is plastic. It can and does remodel itself, sometimes within a remarkably short period of time. And with the brain, timing is everything. What this means for you is that as you focus more of your attention on positive thoughts, you're actually shifting the neural pathways of your brain. This is why it gets easier as you practice shifting your focus and practicing positive thoughts. Your brain is actually reprogramming itself to notice more positive things. Remember I told you, as within, so without. Whatever is going on inside that mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your words, then that is what's creating everything that goes on around you. And some people say, oh, I just can't believe that. I can't believe that I would attract something like that into my life. But it is true. You put out a certain vibration and you attract that same frequency that vibrates at the same frequency that you're putting out. That's what you're getting back. So if you're mad, angry, hateful, jealous, that you have a lot of that, you're going to get more of it. And you're going to attract those type of people into your life. So it's very important to be positive. Like the show in 2.5 minutes, you saw that one. Charlie starts thinking all kinds of negative thoughts, and he's looking really worried and fearful. And then he says, new thought, new thought, new thought, and he just stops himself. And he says, new thought, new thought, new thought, and he shifts into a positive thought, and then he just moves right on with a smile on his face and goes on his way. Now, that's, you know, I'm telling you, maybe that's what you need to do. If you have a negative thought, I told you, put a rubber band on your wrist. And when you start having negative thoughts, snap that band, and it will break that bad habit of thinking and talking negatively. Stop gossiping about people. Stop worrying about things that have not happened. Stop worrying about something that's already happened. It's already happened. There's nothing you can do about it. Stop looking in the past. Don't worry about the future. Start living for the moment. And if you're a person who does not sleep well because of things that you're worried about, then stop and just start trying to live for the moment. Live for the day. Take each day one at a time and just live through the day the best that you can. If that's hard, just break it down by the minute. Think, you know what, I'm just going to be positive for one whole minute. Think positive thoughts. And the more you do that, it's like the two dogs within you. You can starve the bad, evil one out, and eventually that good one will thrive. You can learn to think positive thoughts all the time. And it makes life so much more joyful, so much easier, and so much more rewarding. So this is particularly interesting when you think about the impact that that it can have on our ability to succeed at something. If you're focused on the bad dog, like I said, that is why you're failing, you strengthen those neural pathways. Conversely, a continual focus on the good dog, then you get success. With a positive mental attitude, strengthens the neural pathways for success. You know, it's like when you worry about losing someone in a relationship, it creates more insecurity in the relationship and puts more strain on it. It's like two magnets, opposites of each other, they repel. When you worry about not having enough money, not having enough money to pay the bills, you're going to get more bills and more lack because that's what you're focused on. So, in order to be positive, I'm going to have to go back on that last segment or the segment before that we did that I talked about. Remember I went on the 9 simple exercises that you can do to guarantee to increase your income or attract more money to you or just simply attract a lot of money to you? In those 9 exercises, there was 9 things that you could do to increase your money. But most of that, what I talked about, was basically you're going to have to stop being negative and start being positive. And if you really want to live right, according to universal laws, there are certain things that you just have to do whether you want to do it or not. And if you go to work on it and really try, you can do it. One of the hardest things for people that I have found for people to change or do is to forgive. Forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused them any harm or pain. This is really a hard one for a lot of people, and you may find it very difficult to do. But if you try, you can. But I will tell you, holding grudges, hate in your heart, ill will for anyone at all for any reason will not do anything but hold you back, and it does not hurt anyone except you yourself, and it will only bring problems to you. When you hate someone, you really hate them, you feel a hate for them, you feel very negative emotions about them, then what really happens there, it's kind of like you drinking the poison, but you're hoping that the other person, it gets sick. Well, when you experience those very negative feelings, hate, real strong anger like that, especially for periods of time, it is literally just like drinking toxins, poisons, because remember I told you that the spirit part of you, your mind is the spiritual part of you, it's in every cell of your body. In every cell of your body, each cell has its own intelligence. Your words and your feelings are so absolutely powerful that each one of these cells with their own intelligence literally responds to your words and your actions. So when you put out that hate, the only thing you're really doing is you're destroying your own body. And if you have, there's a combination, it's a like a recipe, hate and anger, you hold on to that long enough, it equals cancer. And, you know, that comes from spiritual people who are very, very highly spiritual people, very close to God, may have very strong intuition and see a lot, but that's what they say. That's how people get cancer, by holding grudges, hate, and anger in their heart. For long periods of time, that's what you get. Forgiveness, it's an absolute. I mean, it's just, if you want to live right, if you want to be real happy, if you want to learn to be positive, you've got to start by forgiving everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain, no matter what. And if that's hard for you, simply write it out. First, whatever that person has done, write them a letter. Write it all out. Just whatever flows in your mind, write it out. You're releasing all that negative energy. Release it out on the pen and paper and just write it all out. Just write and write until you can't think of it anymore. When you get done with it, do not send that letter to them. You will destroy it. Just rebuke it, destroy it, and you have released that negative energy out of your own soul onto the paper, and then you need to write and ask Spirit or God, whatever religion calls for, ask God to help you to forgive. Help you to forgive that person 100% and just let all the negative emotions go. Release it all. And start healing. But when you actually really do forgive someone, when you do forgive, you, not the other person, you are the one that starts to heal. And when you heal, you will find peace in your heart, and you will find your life becomes more joyous, more peaceful. You'll just become happier. So if you can do that, then you can find yourself, you can start being positive. But how positive can you really be if you really hate somebody and you dwell on it, I hate the person, they just make me blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know, that's not positive, and that's not the right way to live, and that's not going to do anything for you at all. You know, the only person that you're hurting there is you yourself. So, you know, let it go. Another thing that you can do to be positive, one of the things that you can do to change your demeanor, you can change your attitude, you can change your feelings for the day. If you find yourself down, depressed, just upset, start by just making a mental list, and it's even better if you can take the time, just a few minutes, even 5 minutes, to sit down and make a list, write it out, what you're grateful for, what you're really thankful for. And you know, you probably come to realize that maybe you've been taking a lot for granted, but being grateful is really a very, very important thing to be learning, to learn to become a positive person. And when you become a positive person, you're going to find that you attract positive people into your life. And you're going to find that things come to you easier, the things that you really want, not the things that you don't want. So being grateful is really important. And by the way, the Reader's Digest came out with an article, and I think it's an old one. It's actually from 2007 or 2008, stating that a study that they did, research, found that two of the most powerful words in the English language is thank you. So whatever you want more of, or whatever you are thankful for, you're going to get a lot more of it. And just as an experiment, I kind of played with this with my son-in-law has a business. He has storage bins, and he had a lot of empties. And I go out there and help him. I fill in when they're real short on help. They don't have anybody to come in there. And so I explained to him, be thankful. So we thanked every single person that came in with their payment. Thank you for getting out in the cold and making the payment. Thank you for the payment. And we just really was really, really thankful. I mean, really thankful. And we showed how thankful we were, and, you know, we meant it. And within a month's time, it just seemed that even the people who were behind on the payments, and we called them, and we said we'd really appreciate it, and we'd be really thankful if you could make any payment on it. Suddenly, all those that got behind, it was just magical. They just all suddenly come up with money to pay up, and the empties were filling up, and it literally just filled up all the units. And I said, do you think it's a coincidence? I don't. I think that it's just simply using positive energy, putting it out into the business and really drawing that. So you might think about that. But say thank you, and when you say it, don't say it, you know, just be saying it. Thank you, thank you. You know, say it like you mean it. Say it with emotion. Say it from the heart. But being thankful is being grateful, and it's really, really very important because you're going to get more of whatever you're grateful for. You can create a grateful log, writing down as many things as you can think of just in 5 minutes every day. It will change your attitude. It will absolutely change your attitude and make you feel better. And you suddenly realize, you know, I do have a lot to be grateful for. And the problems or the worries or whatever just goes the wayside. It's just like it's not that important anymore. Okay. I come to realize one thing, and that is, which I didn't realize, somebody pointed out to me, I work really hard to be positive. I try to be as positive as I can. I focus on it every day. And I really try to stay away from the negative people, negative energy. And when I say negative energy, I'm talking about I don't listen to the news. I don't read these horrible stories, who did what to who. I mean, it's none of my business, and I don't care. If it's in the newspaper and it's news, it's not going to do me any good to read who beat up who shot who killed who. You know, I guess I just have to say I don't care. It doesn't affect my life personally, so do I need to know that? Do I need to invite that into my life? I've come to realize I work very hard to be positive, but then I realize, as somebody pointed out, there are those people out there that don't even know they can be positive. They don't even know they can be. So no matter what the situation is, and I mean that, no matter what it is, I don't care if you have the worst financial problems in the world, if you've had the worst news in the world, your health is, you know, I mean, couldn't be worse. If you've had the worst news about your health, it doesn't matter. I know for a fact, and it's been proven enough times, that no matter what your health state is, whether you have cancer and been told that you're going to die, which I, one of my clients, was told that. And I think I told that story in a previous segment, and I said, wow, is that Dr. God? And he said, well, no. And I said, well, then how does he know you're going to die? Well, I said, do you want to live? You know, if you want to live, you have to start with a positive attitude. Okay, then you're going to say, well, you don't know how hard it is to know that, you know, the doctor says you're going to die. How positive can you be after the doctor says you don't have long to live because of your health status? Well, you know, the fact is this. If you really want to live, you will. Because mind over matter, you call it whatever you want. But using affirmations, something as simple as I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. Repeating that, filling your mind with that, you will literally, scientifically, and it's been proven, you will literally start healing your body. The mind can heal. The mind has the state-of-the-art pharmacy in it. It can start healing your body because with those positive thoughts, and you know, if you can't be positive, then write out positive statements, write out positive affirmations. Find yourself repeating it over and over in your physical mind until you're falling asleep saying that positive affirmation. I'm getting better and better and stronger and healthier every day in every way. Say that over and over until you fall asleep. Find yourself saying it when you're waking up in the morning in your mind, silently in your mind. You know, fill all that idle time with a positive affirmation instead of something negative like, oh, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do? What's my family going to do? You know, you need to focus on the positive. And if you do that, if you really do that, really focus on being positive, you can overcome anything. And I explained, one of my clients didn't have long to live, sold all of his tools, got rid of everything, and got his life in order, refinanced the house, trying to get everything in line for his wife and kids. And I said, well, you can live if you want. So I made him I hypnotized him, made him a hypnosis tape, which was very positive. Everything was positive. And he was full of cancer and wasn't expected to live, and he started healing his own body, doing the hypnosis every single day. Now, he went back to work 2 weeks later, which the doctor told him he'd never be able to go back to work because he was so sick and so weak, he was in a pretty bad way. 2 weeks later, he went back to work. The doctor said it was the last thing he ever expected to hear from him and couldn't believe that he went to work and couldn't believe that he became cancer-free within just a few months of time. I think it took 4 months, when he realized he was getting stronger and stronger every day. He knew he was healing. But if you have people around you that talk negative and bring you down and make you feel bad, you know, too much of the time, then you're just drowning in a cesspool of negative energy, and it's very hard to be positive. Can you separate yourself from that person even just for a short time until you get your life back on track, you know, and kind of recenter yourself? So being positive is one of the most important things that you could do. And by being positive, there's things that you have to do and some of the things you don't want to do, and that's forgiving other people. You might have to really work on writing affirmations and saying them over and over when you don't really feel like it, and it just seems like it's not going to work, and it seems like it's just a waste of time, but it's not, and it does work. I've seen it. I'm 54 years old. I've seen it happen so many times. And if a person really wants to live and they follow the advice that I'm giving you, then they stay positive no matter what. They become bigger than their problems. And especially with health, it's amazing how they can just literally heal their own bodies. You know, some doctors just call it miracles. And some doctors say, well, you know, maybe we made a mistake. But it does work. It absolutely does work. Wear the rubber band on your wrist and snap it when you think or feel or say anything negative. Break the bad habit of being negative. But the affirmations are really very important. And if you're thinking a lot of negative thoughts, I can tell you're putting out negative energy. But when you have a negative thought, like Charlie Sheen on 2 and a Half Men said, new thought, new thought, new thought, and he's thinking, he just stopped himself. It was trying to bring in something positive. When you do have a negative thought, if it just goes in and out, doesn't matter. But if you have a negative thought and you start dwelling on negative stuff, what is the point of that? What good is it going to do? None. So stop your thinking and start replacement with positive, because a positive thought is more than 100 times more powerful than a negative thought. So when you think those negative thoughts, you're attracting all this negative energy towards you, and when you stop it and start thinking positive, then you're attracting, that all goes away. It literally just disappears. But your thoughts are things. They are real things and can actually be measured. They have the technology to measure it. So when you think the positive thought, then you've changed the whole vibrational attraction out there to bring in the positive energy to you. I could talk really for 2 days on being positive and why and things that you can do, but I would go back to the segment of 9 simple exercises that you can do to guarantee to increase your income or just attract money to you. And in there, I talk about the goal setting, meditating, forgiveness, wearing the rubber band on the wrist. There's different things that you can do, and some of it's just about money, but that is just absolutely so important in learning to be positive. And that segment there was really based on becoming positive and then attracting that money to you. But on the other hand, you can learn just simply to be positive and your whole life will get better. Your relationships will be improving. But one thing I do want you to learn to do is being thankful. Thank people for anything, no matter how small it is. Somebody does something for you, thank them. If they open a door, stop and say, thank you. I appreciate that. It's nice of you to open the door. No matter what. Or if they do something major, they work and do something big. But be thankful. Try to be as thankful as many times as you can in the day, and find that you're going to find that when you say it, you're going to notice a different emotion, a different feeling within the body, and you're going to like it, and it will improve your life tremendously. Another thing that everyone should do is the affirmations. Use affirmations, write affirmations, speak affirmations, fill your idle time, your idle thoughts when you maybe just cleaning house or just driving down the road, but use affirmations. An affirmation is a statement that you repeat over and over, and basically it doesn't make any difference if you don't even believe it. If when you do an affirmation, as I explained in that segment, always keep it in the present tense. Always try to start with I am, and when you say it, even if you don't believe it and it's not true, upon repeating it over and over, it goes from the physical consciousness down into the subconscious, which is, goes into every cell of your being. It will affect every cell. It will change, literally change the life around you, your environment, whatever is going on. It will literally change events. And it's just like you can manifest any amount of money that you want, that you need. You need to have a purpose. And that's, I talked about goals. Because if you have a goal and you don't know what your goals are, you don't know what it is, your needs, your wants, your desires, then start writing your goals. And for every goal that you write, write out what it is that you want. Everyone should have goals. You know, you can get through life. There are some people that can get through life without having any goal setting. But if you really want to achieve goals, if there's things that you do want, then I strongly advise that you do write your goals. And you have a list. And you can simply write out what it is that you want. The next statement, you write the reasons that you want it. Whatever just flows into mind, the reasons that you want that. And then the next statement is the reasons I believe I can have it. Now, what that does is that starts really narrowing down, and you'll find what you really want. Because if you just say, well, I want $1 million, well, you know, that's a great goal. I think that's a great goal for anybody, because it's not getting $1 million. It's what it makes of you to achieve that $1 million. So when you write down, I want this or I want that, and you put the reasons I want it, and you find that you really don't have any reasons, and maybe you don't really want it at all. It's just a wish. But wishes don't really usually come true. But when you have a goal and you really focus on it and you use your affirmations for it, you write it out, write the reasons you want it, write the reasons you believe you can have it, you're going to narrow it down to, you're going to finally get down to 1 or 2 or 3 things that's really, really important. And when you focus on those things that you really want and you become a positive person with a positive attitude, with positive emotions, you're going to find that when you use those affirmations and goal setting, goal writing, you're going to find that you can manifest about anything. You will finally learn to be, as remember I said, master of your fate and captain of your soul, because you do have the power to control your thoughts. You do have the power to control your own thoughts. And when you get control of your thoughts, instead of just, oh, I just let this map just flooded into my mind, be all these thoughts, well, get control of your thoughts, then you will understand that we are masters of our fate, captain of our soul, because you are in control. If you're not in control, you're going to have to take some steps to be in control. Okay, it is 5:35, and we're going to cut it a little short tonight because I have a dinner to go to attend to. So I will be back, not next week, but the next week. I will be in San Francisco, California, next Thursday night, so that will not take place. I'll be back on the 18th. And I thank you for joining me and work on being positive. And if you need help or you have questions with being positive or what should you do, just email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That is thehypnosisqueen, thehypnosisqueen @aol.com. And before I go, I have one thing I'm going to read to you again. I read this about a year ago. I'm going to read it to you again. It's on attitude. Attitude is everything. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than talent, more important than the past, than education, than money, than facts, than appearance, than successes, than failures, than what other people think or say or do. It will make or break a nation, an individual, a team. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we embrace for the day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing that we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that is our attitude. I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with us. We are in charge of our attitude. Remember, happiness comes from within. It's an inside job. And if you've ever known someone who goes from one partner to another, dated and never happy with them, maybe get married, not happy, ends up very, very happy in the beginning, but always ends up being very unhappy with their partner, and they get a divorce, then they go through it again, happy at first, and then end up being unhappy. Well, these kind of people are never going to be happy with anybody for what we call real, for real, real happiness, because they have not learned that happiness comes from within. You do not be happy. You do not get happy because of other people or other things or because of money or material things. Other people, other things do not make people happy. Now, you can say, oh, well, I don't know. You know, I won $50,000 one time. That made me pretty happy. But it's just temporary. Real happiness comes from within. It comes from the heart. Happiness is a decision. And when you decide to be happy and you get a positive attitude and know you need to work on your attitude and have a positive attitude, you're going to find that you will be happy with that one person no matter what. And you'll be happy no matter what the events are, what the circumstances are. You're going to be happy. So with that, I'm going to let you go, and I will see you in 2 weeks from today. Thank you for joining me.